Good morning. We are joined in the studio this morning by Bruce Christensen, who is the executive director, and Courtney Little, who is the human resources manager of Mountain Valley Developmental Services. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Mountain Valley Developmental Services encourages and supports individuals with developmental disabilities to live independently and be involved in the community. Can you talk a little bit about what a developmental disability is?
Sure. In Colorado, adults specifically with developmental disabilities have to have a disability that occurred before age 21 and have to have an intellectual disability as well. We serve about 160 adults a year. In our children's program, you do not have to have an actual diagnosis of a disability. You can be at risk, and we serve about 350 children, birth to three, every year, and are extremely proud of the fact that less than a third of those actually need special education services when they turn three and go into the public school system. So very effective and a tremendous return on investment in that area.
What is it like when a parent is referred to you because they have a child with some sort of atypical development?
Particularly with young children, with adults, the family's been working and fighting bureaucracy for 18 to 20 years. But with young children, often families aren't aware of the resources that are available to help them. And we've, in fact, gotten phone calls from doctors at the delivery room and, try to get our case managers involved with the family as soon as possible to help identify what resources in the community can help their child grow and live a normal life. Due to the diversity of the communities that we serve, which include Aspen, Vail, Glenwood, Carbondale, but also Rifle, Parachute, and Leadville, we have to really tailor what we do based on what's available. We don't provide any direct services for young children. We basically put a plan together and fund a team of community resources to help the family, but then our staff monitor and make sure that everything's going as well as possible.
And then as people get through school and get towards more employment age, you guys help them find jobs in the community.
Yes, we're extremely proud of the fact that for about the last 10 years, we have always been first or second, normally first in the state, in the percentage of adults that we work with that have jobs at or above minimum wage in the community, and wide variety of jobs. We have people working both at the Valley View Hospital and at the Vail Hospital. For a long time, one of the fellows at the Eagle Airport that guided the planes in with the orange sticks was one of our guys, which we have that photo on our website because it's particularly impressive. And then some of the more typical jobs, busing tables in restaurants and working in kitchens and things like that. And, I've been in this field for over 40 years, and employment for an adult with a significant disability is probably the biggest contributor to independence and self-esteem, and we're very proud of what we do in that realm.
I was just going to ask you why it's important for adults with disabilities to have employment, but you just kind of answered that it helps with that self-esteem and that independence. How does the community benefit from that?
Well, we particularly in both the Roaring Fork Valley and to a slightly lesser degree over in the Eagle River Valley, all of us, and Courtney may go into this in a minute, but all of us who are employers have a very difficult time finding an adequate workforce of reliable employees. And so we do help the business community in that realm. We provide job coaches that serve as a sort of a mediator between the employee and the needs of the person that we have there. Sometimes employers are a little uncomfortable telling somebody who faces some challenges that they may not be doing something right on the job, and that's a role we fill. We've got a very, very successful and long-term relationship with many, many employers in the region.
How else do you support adults with disabilities in addition to helping them find jobs?
We have a pretty large residential program. We serve over 90 people residentially. The models range from group homes that have staff 24 hours a day. Well, most of the guys are out during the day, either working or in a day program that we operate. But and those facilities, we have one here in Carbondale that serves 8 people with very, very significant challenges. They need to be fed through G-tubes, need total personal care assistance. To the other extreme, we have people that live extremely independently in their own apartments or apartments that we own and give to them, where we have an employee come in once or twice a week, more often usually, to help make sure the refrigerator's clean, which maybe they should come to my house once in a while as well, but and help with budgeting, things like that. Then additionally, we have a program called Host Home Services, where we contract with a family basically for foster care. And then we also fund about a dozen families to provide care in their own home for their person.
Wow. I'm talking to Bruce Christensen and Courtney Little from Mountain Valley Developmental Services. And I just had a question, but it left my mind. I really admire the work that you guys do and how you support people with disabilities to include them in the community. Bruce, you said that you have been doing this work for about 40 years, and I'm wondering just what keeps you going? What flames your spark and your inspiration for this?
I am extremely lucky. Most people in the world of work don't have this, but I can honestly say that I look forward to going to work every single day. Sometimes an hour later, I may not feel that way, but it's because of the people we work with. Not only our great staff, particularly our management team, who I work closely with, but I make a point every day of walking around one of our facilities and spending time with the folks.
And you guys are a big employer in the region. You have over 160 employees, and you are always looking for new employees.
That's right. We are always looking for amazing people to join our team. As it stands right now, we have full-time and part-time positions available in Carbondale, Rifle, Eagle County. We have an HR manager position open right now in our Glenwood office, and we offer a competitive benefit package as well as a really competitive salary for our industry. So if you're interested in coming to work for us, you guys can visit www.mtnvalley.org, and we have a list of jobs that we have available as well as job descriptions on our website.
And you guys utilize KDNK to spread the word about your services. Why do you choose to spend your dollars here on community radio?
Well, for one thing, I'm a huge fan of public radio, and I think it's important to support KDNK as well as the station in Aspen. You guys particularly do a fabulous job of keeping the community informed of what's going on in the community. And, you know, I don't think that's something that we get as much of from commercial media. I also, you know, I like your context and your perspective. KDNK is just a wonderful resource. I had mentioned to you earlier, I've lived in the Valley long enough that we used to get sort of staticky public radio from Laramie. And it was a cause of celebration when KDNK went on the air. And, you know, we're grateful to you. I think you reach the audience that we're interested in and, again, are a great resource to the community.
Awesome. Bruce and Courtney, thank you for coming in this morning. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you very much for what you do.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great Monday, you guys.
You too.
Thank you.